Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Have your Bible right there where you're at. Hold it up. Make the confession with me tonight right there. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to open your Bible, if you would, with me tonight. I believe I have a right now word, I really do, that's going to help you tonight. I wouldn't bring anything to you that wouldn't help you. As your pastor who loves you and cares about you, I'm here. My mission tonight is to equip you for the walk that God has for you, is to lead you through the summer strong. Can you say that with me? Lead you through the summer strong. Summer is right upon us. Can you believe it already? And I want to prepare you and lead you through the summer strong. I believe I have a right now word for your summer, really. And the guys have it on the screen. It's the blessing of rest. I love the graphics they put on it. Did a great job. Thank you, guys. The blessing of rest. Now, if you're a note taker, write down this definition of rest. The definition of rest, biblically, Bible definition, it has many different, but I want to pull out the one that I like the most tonight. The definition of Bible rest, the kind of rest you can only get from God, is the absence of anxiety. The absence of anxiety. That God kind of rest is the absence of anxiety. I want to show you tonight how to get victory on every front of every battle you're in. Many of us, you're just like me, I'm just like you, we're in a battle with more than one front. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, maybe it's a financial battle and also a marital battle. Or maybe it's with your children right now, transition, growing up, and it's with your career or your job. Right now, people are struggling with their jobs. They're being asked to come back to the office. Many of them don't want to. They've got used and comfortable to their routine. They're struggling. They're wondering, do I transition, get a different job? What do I do? There's stress in the career. So I want to talk to you tonight. Here's the problem I want to solve in your life. I want to help you get rid of anxiety in your life. That's worry and fear, fretting and stressing out on every front of every battle you're in. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and after on that evil day, stand after doing all. An evil day is when you're hit on every front. It's different than just a bad day. You know, it's an evil from hell day. It's when you're hit on every front. When that day you don't feel good physically, maybe your family's going crazy, the job, you got conflict on every front. So the blessing of God's rest produces absence of anxiety. In other words, it gets rid of the care, the stress, the worry, and the fear. How do we do that? How do we tap into God's rest? Golden nugget. Without God's rest, you will never have God's best. Without knowing how to tap into the rest of God, you will never have the best of God. I'm going to give you scriptures from Hebrews that talks about the children of Israel. When Moses led them out of Egypt to take them to God's best, the promised land, they didn't make it. It says because they did not enter into God's rest. I still don't get it, Pastor. It's new to me. Okay, I'll say it this way. If I'm not in God's rest, the opposite is I'm worrying. I'm fretting and stressing out. God cannot answer my prayers while I'm worrying, stressing out, full of anxiety, and uptight. So I'm hindering what God wants to do in my life through a lack of God's rest in my life. So it's so important I know what it is, I know how to tap into it, I know how to walk deeper in it, because I will never enter into the next season until I am at rest in this season. That's huge. I'll never enter into the next season until I learn to rest in this season. What does it mean? Trust God, turn it over to God, put it in His hands, and stop fretting, stressing, worrying about it, all right? So we're going to go to the Word, and then I'm going to give you ways to enter into God's rest. I love the first scripture here. It's in Joshua, chapter 21, verse 44. This is Joshua. And remember, he led the children of Israel into the promised land. And look what it says here towards the end of the book in Joshua 21, 44. And the Lord gave them what? Rest. Who's the source of real rest? Not drugs, cocaine, marijuana, alcohol. Not doing berserk and bizarre things and going crazy. Not taking drugs. Not doing stupid, foolish things. Not giving up. What's the source, a real source? Where am I going to get rest? From the Lord. From the Lord. If you want to know more about having a relationship with God, there are people in the chat room that can talk to you and direct you. There are people in our 24-hour prayer line that can lead you to God right now so you can experience that rest, remove the anxiety, fear, and stressing out about your life and your future. The Lord gave them rest. Look at this, round about. What does that mean? On every front. Really, Pastor? I can have victory in financial area, family, future, job, career. Yep, on every front, a circle. I'm so glad tonight that nothing is impossible with God. It may look like there's no way it's ever going to turn around on that front in that battle. But I want you to know, with God, all things are possible. For you and I to conquer the conquest and to win, we have to walk in God's rest, an absence of anxiety. Watch this now. Another definition I'm going to give you. Another definition, not only an absence of anxiety, and I really like that because we're all looking for that tonight, all of it, you, all of us, you and me. But another Bible definition is this, an inner ease. An inner, on the inside, ease. Watch. If you and I don't have an inner ease, eventually we'll have an outer disease. If we don't have an inner ease, eventually it'll show up in our health. We'll have an outer disease. So I can either choose ease or disease. I can either choose to be growing and building my inner man daily, renewing it, getting stronger, casting our care of every front, anxiety, worry, and stress on Him. So we walk with an inner ease, calm, cool, and collected. That's the third definition I want to give you tonight. I found all of them in Bible dictionaries. So let's review. The first one is the absence of anxiety. Doesn't that sound like something to listen about tonight? Will add value to our life? The second one was inner ease. If I don't have an inner ease, if I don't have an inner ease, I'm going to have an outer disease. And then thirdly, it means calm, cool, and collected. Sounds like Clint Eastwood, right? I was watching Rawhide last night. I tape on my DVR Rawhide, and I love that show. And Clint Eastwood, last night, man, he was calm, cool, and collected. So the Lord gave them rest all on every front, just as He had promised. You got to know what God has promised, and you got to hold on to that promise. That equals rest. Just as He has sworn to the Father's promise, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, looky, looky, looky. Not one of their enemies could withstand them. Not one. That's total victory, my brother and sister and newfound friend. I am adding value to your life. I am giving answers to your problems. I am showing you how to keep your marriage together, raise your kids for God, have good health, have a great career, start a business, live in peace and with ease, not disease. Absence of anxiety and worry and fearing and stressing out and stressing everybody else out around us. Look at this. All their enemies, that could be what? Depression, fear, anxiety, worry, being uptight, nervous disorders, drug addictions, generational curses, wrong habits, wrong behaviors, manic depression. I mean, oh my goodness, you name it. You name it. And every one of their enemies couldn't withstand them because God had given them rest. I love it. Not one of their enemies could withstand them. The Lord delivered. Man, I could have a Jericho march all by myself tonight in this huge, you know, quarter of a million square foot building. The Lord delivered all, A-W-L, all. The Lord delivered. He gave them rest. He gave them a promise. They stood on it. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Not just on one front, on every front. Well, Pastor, just when I get this working out, then I get hit over here. Just when I get this working out, then I get hit over here. I always tell people this. We're like Nehemiah in rebuilding the walls. Nehemiah in rebuilding the walls. A lot of us are rebuilding right now our relationship with God. Some of you are rebuilding your relationship with your husband, your wife during COVID, or your kids. Or you're rebuilding your relationship with your career and your job and your office and your peers or your school. Well, when you're rebuilding, you're doing two things. You're battling, you're building. You're battling, you're building. You're battling, you're building. I don't get it. When they were building the walls, he had them set in families, and some were building the walls, and while they were building the walls, they were battling the enemies, keeping them away from stopping them. That's the way our Christian life is. I've been a Christian for 50 years. It's constantly battling and building. You can't build without battling. And when you're battling to build. So you're either battling or building. And notice in the midst of it, if you walk and you pray for me, okay, that I would walk because I need more of this tonight in my life. And I kind of think you're just like me. I kind of think I'm just like you. All of us need more of God's rest and how to walk in and be calm, cool, collected. How to have an inner ease in the middle of the eye of the storm. How to have absence of all anxiety. Oh, this is so cool. Next verse, guys, could you take it for me? Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. This is Jesus. Am I helping anybody tonight? Are you tired? Yeah, a lot of us are really tired. Are you worn out? Sounds like us. Are you burnt out on church and religion and videos and live streaming? Are you burnt out? Come to me. Get away with me, and you will recover. Me, my family, our team are praying that we can lead you through Church on the Rock family community this summer strong. As we lead you through this summer strong, I'm showing you how to have rest. And when you have rest, what follows is recovery, and then restoration, and then refreshing. And that's what we want for you. That's what, as your pastor who loves you, I'm declaring over you and your family for this summer. We go through it strong spiritually, and we go through it with God's rest, and we go through it with recovery and restoration and a refreshing that when we get together in September, wow, it's going to be amazing what God has planned for all of us. So come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you. Pastor, I just don't know how to get rest. Jesus said, come to him, and he would show us. I will show you. Real rest comes from a relationship and spending time with God every day. I will show you how to have real, not a fabricated, not a copycat, not an imitation through the substance of the world and what it has to offer. I will show you how to take a real, remember Coke, the real thing? I will show you how to have a real rest. Everybody say, real rest. Next verse, verse 29. Walk with me and work with me. For you and I to have real rest, an absence of anxiety, have an inner ease, not an outer disease. To have a calm, cool, collected spirit, we have to come to Jesus, work on our relationship, walk with him, that's relationship, and work with him, that is cooperation. We have to cooperate with him to receive his rest. We can't rebel against the word of God. We cannot walk in disobedience. We cannot do our own thing. We cannot do opposite of what the word tells us to do. We have to cooperate and yield to the Holy Spirit when he says, stop that, start that. Quit that, start that. That's not good, get it out of your life. This is good, get it in your life. We have to yield to the Holy Spirit, allow God to work in us and with us. Learn, okay? So it's a learning process. In other words, you know, guess what? I'm talking about it tonight. We're all going to be tested on this tomorrow, okay? So it's a lifelong learner. That's our culture. It's a lifelong learning proposition. The unforced rhythms of grace. Notice we're going to need God's grace in order to enter into God's rest. We're going to need God's strength to labor. What? The Bible says labor to get into his rest. You and I have to work at being calm, cool, and collected. We have to work at being at ease. We have to work daily at putting down the cares, the stresses, the worries of life. It's not easy. It's not automatic. It's a spiritual gym, a spiritual exercise. It's intentional and it's hard work. The Bible says you're going to have to labor. You're going to have to work your beep off to get into the rest of God. If it was easy, anybody could do it. Next verse, verse 30. Keep company with me. Who you keep company with has a lot to do with the rest we walk in. Are we spending more time on social media with our friends on the internet? Are we spending more time with the wrong people, the wrong time on the news? Like, what am I, who am I, where am I spending most of my time with? What am I, who am I, where am I having company with the most? Who I'm with is who I'm like. Who I'm with is who I'm like. Who I'm with, I pick up their spirit. I pick up their spirit. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live. Oh, man, I think I'm going to run. Live freely and lightly. It's a learning process to learn to live freely, free from the weight and the burdens and the cares and the stresses of life. They're there. They're coming. Don't ignore them. But I'm giving you tools in a toolbox on how to deal with them tonight and how to set yourself up to go through this summer strong in Jesus' name. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I won't lay anything too heavy or ill-fitting on you. I love that. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going over to the board over here and I'm going to look at the same passage, but the amplified, okay? Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden and you're overburdened. I'm talking to you, overburdened. And I will cause you to rest. What is God's will? Not overburdened, not overwhelmed, not burnt out, but God's will is that we walk in his rest so we can have his best. And what is that? Living free of fear, living free of worry and stress and anxiety. Living with an inner ease so you won't have an outer disease that will devour and destroy your marriage, your children, your parenting, your career, and your future. All right? So I will ease, I will relieve, I will refresh. I've been speaking those words tonight. Unto your soul. What is your soul? It's your emotions. It's your mind and your will. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek, I'm humble, and you will find rest. Look at the words. Rest means relief. Rest means relief. Rest means ease. Rest means Ease. Rest means refreshing. Didn't I say that earlier? And recreation. And a blessed quiet. That's my fourth definition. I've given you four. This is a test. This is a trivia. Can you remember them all? The fourth one is the definition of God's rest is a blessed quietness in your soul. All right? Verse 30. I'm going to go back to the board. Verse 30. But my yoke is useful, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious. My burden is light and easy to be borne. Come to me, all of you who are weary, carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Hebrews 4 and verse 1. I'm going to go through this quickly, okay? So follow with me. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest, holds and is offered tonight, this Wednesday night service online, let us be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think he has come too late, has come short of reaching it. For indeed, we have the gospel, the good news, just as they, the Israelites of old, Moses, Israelites, Old Testament, out of Egypt, they were delivered from bondage, but the message they heard did not benefit them. Wow, so when I'm teaching and preaching, if you don't mix faith with it and act on it, it won't help you. Because it was not mixed with faith on God, trust and confidence in his power, his goodness, and his wisdom. But those who heard it, neither were they united in faith with the ones, Joshua and Caleb, who heard it and they did believe. For we who have believed, Joshua and Caleb, we trusted, relied on God, we enter into that rest. A sign that I'm in God's rest, you know, is that I'm in faith. Or in other words, if I'm in faith and I'm believing, it will produce a resting. A resting. A resting in accordance with the declaration that those who did not believe would not enter into what he said. So basically what he's saying here is that they didn't enter in. They didn't enter in into the promised land because they weren't at rest. Let's go to the tools, all right? Rest and refreshing comes through. I'm going to give you a few takeaways, all right? You ready? You guys are going to help me now. Number one, let's review. It comes through rest, and that is absence of anxiety. That is an inner ease. The third one, calm, cool, and collected. The fourth one, let's see if you get it right, a blessed quietness. How do you get there? Every front, all my enemies tonight. How do you get there? How do you get off Valium? How do you get off medication that's helping me from not stressing out? How do you get off all that stuff? How do you get off alcohol and drugs and addiction and bad habit? How do you do that? Number one, relationship with God. A relationship with God. Next, guys, help me with the screen. Two, yielding to, as the team comes out, yielding to and obeying the Holy Spirit. Yielding to, remember we had to cooperate, we had to participate, we had to yield, not rebel, but receive and obey. Yielding to and obeying the Holy Spirit brings rest. Number three, meditation on God's word. Every day, meditation, a spiritual mental workout. A spiritual mental workout. Meditation is verbalization, personalization, revelation. It is application. It is speaking the word of God, muttering it. All those are components. Daily brings rest. There's been so many times in my life, you can relate because you and I are just alike, that I've been facing something into battle, and under my breath, I would start speaking the word. And when I did, all of a sudden my emotions began to calm down, get collected, get back in the flow, and be focused. All by meditating, muttering, speaking, seeing, verbalizing, visualizing, personalizing the Word of God. Number four, daily habits that bring rest. Daily habits that bring rest. You need to look at who you're running with. Do they get you uptight? Are they always negative? Are they always critical? Are they always cynical? Are they always talking about politics? And are they always talking about the culture? Are they always talking about what's going on in circumstances? Or are they always talking about the past? Who's feeding unrest? And who's feeding rest in your life? What's feeding unrest? And what's feeding rest in your life? You and I need to stop some habits and start some new ones. Daily habits that bring rest. You laugh at this, but there's a certain kind of music they've proven that brings rest. There are certain kinds of scents. I like to have a candle going all the time, every morning when I'm getting ready, got the Bible going on, I got a candle going on in my bathroom every morning of my life at home. Because they've proven certain scents, either will get you fired up or relax you. There's something to it. Certain soaps do the same thing. You need daily habits. Music, scents, candles, certain teas, right? Certain teas bring rest. These are just some practical applications that I can give to you, that things that bring rest. Looking at certain things stir up. Blue in our campus here, blue is the color for comfort. Did you know that? Red is the color for action. Our north campus, the carpet's red. It was for action. Time I got over here, I guess we needed some comfort for a while to relax. Okay, blue is the color for that. Different colors excite different emotions. They've proven it scientifically, physically, and naturally. We just put all new lights in here because of you here at Church of the Rock and your stewardship. $125,000 because our old lights were 16 years old and we couldn't get parts for them. All these new lights are specifically LED. They're made to be softer. They're made to create a different atmosphere. Watch, golden nugget. Atmosphere either breeds motivation or stops motivation. Atmosphere creates a motivation, a drive, or it can kill it. Give you an example. Put Oreos next to my bed and a glass of milk. That atmosphere will motivate me to eat the whole package of Oreos. Not having the Oreos or the glass of milk next to my bed, not having it there in the atmosphere will not motivate me. I won't be motivated then to get up in the middle of the night and eat a cookie. Atmosphere breeds motivation for good or for bad. Number five, how to get rest. The benefits, all right, let's go to those guys real quick. Put them up there for us. Creates an absence of anxiety. Number two, victory over all of our enemies. Number three, inner ease. Number four, these are the benefits. Confidence. You can't be at unrest and be confident. Number five, claim a benefit of rest. You're able then to claim and possess what God has promised to you. You are then able, like Joshua and Caleb, to claim and possess what God has promised to you. I've got to have God's rest to enter into God's best. I think that's the last one, isn't it, guys? There were five. Yes, thank you. All right, y'all get something tonight. I hope I helped you in the area of preparing you for a summer to go through strong and learn how to walk in God's rest all summer long and come out stronger and in a better place. Let's bow our heads right now. I want to lead you in prayer. Home group, small group, watch party, mom, dad, single parent, kids, youth, wherever you're at, nursing home, hospital bed, wherever you're at, prison cell, you're watching right now. Pray this prayer with me. If you don't know God and you want to know God, if you're burnt out, stressed out, worrying about everything, can't eat, sick, symptoms, unhealthy, unhappy, miserable, empty, the key is come to God tonight. I want to lead you to a God who's for you. He has a purpose for your life. Those of you who say, Pastor, I need to rethink. I need to rebuild. I need to renew. I need to reset my relationship with God. I understand. Let me lead you in a prayer. Let tonight be a turning point. Please let this Wednesday night be a turning point for you. So if that's you, pray this prayer with me wherever you're at. Out loud, here we go. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something great. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.